I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Think of this. Something you do today could change the world. No one ever knows when they're going to make a serious impact, so remember that. You may be about to hit levels you never thought capable of. You're basically a superhero. This is the same in wrestling too, but it's way more dumb, and therefore better. So I'm signing from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 Wrestling Moments. More important than you realized. Number 10, Christian doesn't answer his phone. In 2001, Stone Cold Steve Austin rang Christian. They both had weird senses of humor, so the rattlesnake began to ask questions, answer them with the word what, before asking the question again. He thought this was so funny, he decided to do it live on the microphone. Here we are, 21 years later, and crowds are still doing it, much to the chagrin of many. How mad is that? No one ever thought Austin buzzing his buddy was going to do this, and what if he had picked up? Maybe they would have shared a joke and that would have been that. Random wrestlers wouldn't be wotted out of arenas. So a monster was born on this day, although fair play to Steve. He made a fortune off this in merchandise just by printing one word on a t-shirt. It's almost like he understands the wrestling business. Number 9, WCW fires Paul Heyman. Whoops! In hindsight, WCW probably shouldn't have done this. In terms of the fans, thank goodness they did. Modern fans may only know Paul as Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar's friend, but a quick dip into his history and you shall see he is an innovator. Aside from being a decent manager in World Championship Wrestling, he was responsible for ECW, a promotion so influential that it shaped one of the most successful periods in all of wrestling. It didn't last, as we know, but it really caused some disruption between the top two companies. WCW must have kicked themselves for letting Heyman go in 1992. He soon signed on as Eddie Gilbert's assistant at the new ECW, and while the E meant Eastern at the time, it would soon be changed to Extreme, and we'd never look back. A proper moment, to say the least. Number 8, Vince McMahon pisses off Ted Turner. Today, this is known as Black Saturday, or the 14th of July 1984. Using his money and power, Vince McMahon had done away with Georgia Championship Wrestling on Ted Turner's Superstation and replaced it with his WWF show instead. So far, so TV. Fortunately, those used to GCW wanted nothing to do with the World Wrestling Federation, so they just stopped watching. Didn't see that coming. It meant Vince and Ted started to have more heated discussions because ratings were the be-all and end-all, and when Turner realized this wasn't going to work, he decided to get more involved. As I'm sure you can figure out, the WWF was soon booted off this, and it's when WCW started to become a thing, and after a short while, that would be a viable competitor. You couldn't write this stuff. So if McMahon hadn't gone for this market, there's every chance none of this happens, and I tell you, that totally changes what wrestling is today. We may never have got that spark. Number 7, McMahon fires Jeff Jarrett live on TV. This is still mad if you watch it now, but one of the first things Vince McMahon did after he bought WCW in 2001 is sit there on Monday Night Raw and fire Jeff Jarrett. This wasn't an angle either, which sucked for Double J because he thought it was. Nope. The real deal. It meant when his contract ran out, there weren't that many options, and as he was never going to go to WWE, he did what we all would do. He started his own company in 2002. Known as TNA, and I'm sure you've heard of it, it has now been around for 20 years as it still runs as Impact Wrestling. I don't think Jarrett envisioned that when he had this idea, and while he's not involved with it at all anymore, it's still crazy. I wouldn't say TNA ever competed with WWE properly, but it had its moments. Also had its bad times. See everything Hulk Hogan. If Vince had decided to play ball, though, maybe Jarrett doesn't have the spite in his belly to wage this war. And that would also mean we never got that reverse battle royal. If you know, you know. Number 16, Ambrose gets frustrated wrestling Brock Lesnar. Okay, so this is pure wrestling, but stay with me. Before John Moxley was John Moxley, he was Dean Ambrose, and he had a plan. At WrestleMania 32, he was going to have an insane match with Brock Lesnar, and that would show everyone that his character needed a shake-up. Paper, this sounded awesome. He even came up with some brutal spots that Brock could do to him, until Lesnar put the brakes on that and basically any and all ideas, because he wasn't into it. Yep. Probably half that he didn't want to work with Ambrose and half that he was training for a secret UFC return and didn't want to get hurt. Treating Dean in this fashion was one of the earliest light bulbs mentioned when Mox realized he probably needed to get out at some point. Obviously, there's loads more to the story than that, and Ambrose was still around for a while, but you gotta imagine that had Brock said, yeah, cool, let's go bonkers, it may have opened up other doors that the man was desperate to walk through. Instead, John Moxley did do that, but he just so happened to do it in a company called AEW. Number 5, the WWF signs Mark Merrow. This story will make you laugh. Kinda. Not really. But when Jim Ross signed Mark Merrow and introduced him to Vince McMahon, Merrow's wife just happened to be present. Her name was Rena, and Vince took one look at her and said, "There's a star." And months later, we were introduced to Sable. There was more to this, though, because it all happened in 1996, when Mark also got the first ever WWF guaranteed contract. They're commonplace today, but 25-plus years ago, it was Scott Hall and Kevin Nash going to WCW that started these off, meaning McMahon felt eventually like he was going to have to follow suit. Therefore, even if the Wild Man gimmick didn't work out, and it didn't, Mark was still going to get every single penny promised to him, and that's exactly what happened. From this point on, it became the norm, so while a big nod needs to go to Razor and Diesel, it was Merrow who was the benefactor of it all, changing the way that WWF did business forever. I mean, it seems like it's only fair, but at one point, it absolutely was not. Number 4, a random Raw Divas match. From 2015 to 2018, WWE got very strong with the Women's Revolution push. It was long overdue and should have happened years prior, but we don't really talk about the trigger to all of this, which was a random Raw in February 2015. On that show, we had Paige and Emma versus the Bella Twins. It was over so fast, I'm not sure what any of them were meant to do. It was also the final nail in the coffin as the hashtag #GiveDivasAChance started to trend, backed up by legends such as Mick Foley agreeing the women needed more TV time. So these 30 seconds got the attention of everyone, fans started chanting it in the arenas, and before long, the change was on and the female talent were finally being portrayed as they deserved. Even on the running order that day, this match was basically the least important thing on the broadcast, so little did we know. Thank goodness too, because it really was getting ridiculous. Number 3, Medusa trashes the WWF women's title in WCW. This is not here for the reason you're thinking. Yes, Medusa joining WCW as the WWF women's champ and throwing it in the bin did spark a lot of madness, but there was something else here that changed everything, because look at it like this. If this hadn't have happened 2 years prior, do you really think Vince McMahon would have been that worried about what Bret Hart may or may not do with his title after the Survivor Series 1997? I mean, you can argue it either way, but it certainly does raise an eyebrow. I would bet nobody would have even thought about this because it only became a thing after it was a thing. And I'm not saying Medusa is responsible and she has talked about why she did it a lot, but the WCW-WWF war was so personal by this stage, I imagine it did play a part. So if that doesn't happen, maybe we don't get the Montreal Screwjob or the birth of the Mr. McMahon character. And given how much we use that as a jumping off point, my word, it burns your brain. Number 2, Chris Jericho gets chewed out. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho were excited about WrestleMania 33 because as far as they knew, they were going to be fighting for the Universal title, so I can see why they would be pumped. The program in 2017 was great anyways, but this would be the icing on the cake. And then Vince McMahon changed his mind. After Goldberg's comeback the previous year had done the numbers, the championship was switched to him and Brock Lesnar, with Jericho's match being moved to second on the card. Ruh-roh. As Chris himself has talked about, this was the biggest slap in the face because that's an awful spot to be in. At the very least, you want to start the show with a hot crowd. Coming after that just made you feel like an afterthought. McMahon also didn't like the match and told both guys this, so when it came to return to WWE, Jericho decided against it. It was clear how the company saw him, so he went to New Japan and became an even bigger star, and then helped launch AEW. I will wager all the money that if Vince could do this over, he would tell Chris Jericho he was the greatest person ever and make him all the champions distress this has caused. Number one, Jake Roberts' 1996 comeback. If you listen to either Jim Ross or Bruce Pritchard, they admit this didn't exactly go to plan. Jake Roberts had star power, which the WWF needed in the mid-90s, but the snake wasn't in a good headspace and it showed. Life is hard, man. Tying into how he was trying to sort this, Roberts soon took on a religious gimmick of sorts, and while this was short-lived, do you remember what happened in the middle of it? He took on one Steve Austin at the King of the Ring, and after being told Jake could cut somewhat of a biblical promo on him after the semi-finals, the rattlesnake dropped in the Austin 316 line. He changed the world. This means if we hadn't have gotten Roberts back, Stone Cold would have had no reason to say this, and it may never have been a thing. Given how much money it made all involved, I bet internally they flippin' love the 1996 Jake Roberts return. Who knew?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.